they may have manufactured already, because it is mentioned by the native people when the overseas ship was expected in the month of August or September. There was a story about the local people in York Factory or in that area or in Kaskaptamagan that they used to see a black smoke sticking out in the water from towards north, and which means the steamship must have approaching the land. It was these little stories that we heard about from our ancestors, the Muskego people who live around there in the area. And it was also that time that most of the West Coast and James Bay, West Coast of James Bay and the Southwest Coast of James Bay, the Muskego people were mobilized. What I mean to say is, when the fur trade actually started in full swing, these people used to do their fur trade first at the York Factory, and people living in major rivers in upland were fur trading at the York Factory. And by doing that, there were lots of those who traveled back and forth from west coast of James Bay and up to the Fort Severn and on to York Factory. The evidence of this activity can still be seen on the southwest coast of Hudson Bay, where the people used to walk with moccasin feet, and those trails are still there. Some places, if you ever follow these things, if you can find them. It's been so long that some of the trees that grew inside the trail will be about 18 inches diameter. Those trees that we call, I think they are called pine trees. I'm not too sure if it's a pine. Some of them were black spruce or spruce, whatever you call them, and then tamarack. And the oldest sign of the trail that was ever used on the Hudson Bay coast is about within 5 to 8 miles inland from the shore of the Hudson Bay. And it was said that one time those trails were on the ridges of the old seashores that were just barely covered with grass and willows. But today the trees are so high and long. I mean, some of the trees that grew in those areas are about 25 feet high, probably about 18 inches diameter at the bottom. And those are the trees that were there before, in further inland, they do not show, because they've already decayed and fall down, but instead the smaller trees are grew there, which we call, you know, a name, now, to get back to the activities of human activities during the fur trade, what I wanted to mention was here about the story of a man as the Hudson Bay Company began to do its full swing of its fur trade. They needed some transportation along the shores of the Hudson Bay to deliver their goods to the major rivers, mainly the Fort Severn from York Factory as the main depot, and they wanted to distribute their goods around the Hudson Bay and James Bay.